Hello. So today we're shooting in a little bit of a different location. My intuition actually guided me to come here and shoot, and it didn't make any sense to me, but I was like, I'm gonna do it. But I just want to quickly show you where I am. So let's flip the cam. So I'm currently in the hinterlands, and it's just so beautiful. And I'm at this beautiful cafe, but most of the seating's up there. And firstly, I've never shot an episode like this in a cafe. I might have done some quick videos and stuff, but nothing like this. But my intuition told me, and I'm really transforming that relationship with my intuition. I'm really choosing to listen to it as soon as I hear it, as soon as I hear the call, as soon as I hear the message, and to not question it, or try at least not to question it. And if I do, just say thank you, but I let you go. I let the logical mind that tries to rationalize everything go, and I just want to act on it. And if it's something that you're intuitively guided to do in the future, in a few weeks or in a few days or a few months, it's really just remembering that feeling that you got, this excitement, this igniting feeling. So I've been really trying to transform my relationship with my intuition. Before, I would hear my intuition and then I would question it, or I would judge it, or I would oppose it. My logical mind would say this, it'd say that's just so unreasonable, or not necessary, or it's a waste of time, or I'm too scared, or I'll just brush it off, ignore it, or I would just find excuses. And what I found is the more and more I ignore my intuition, the more and more I go into a path that isn't of my highest good. It doesn't mean that you're going to a really dark, bad path, but just not of my highest good. But when I listen to my intuition, it's always expanding me and always taking me to a place where I am more fulfilled, I am more happier. And just in so much more appreciation, so much more alignment. And so if you are hearing the calls of your intuition, if you're hearing the little nudges of intuition, really honoring them and listening to them, and realizing like if you listen to your intuition, that will actually allow you to get to your desire, your higher self, your God self, your purpose faster. Because our intuition has such a grander perspective. It's connected to our soul's consciousness, and it's the breadcrumbs to our soul's highest excitement, our soul's highest purpose, our soul's highest happiness. If we ignore the call, if we choose not to listen to it, if we suppress it, then we also weaken the relationship we have to our intuition, and we suppress our truth, because our intuition is always speaking our highest truth and guiding us to our highest truth. And sometimes we're not ready, because our intuition typically, not always, but typically makes us do things out of our comfort zone. Because if we are constantly doing things in our comfort zone, we're constantly living in that same pattern and loop of reality where we're not expanding as much. We might be expanding just a little bit. But if we're always stepping out of our comfort zone, and it's like boom, 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 then we're always expanding ourselves, because we're stepping into the unknown, we're stepping into what is unfamiliar, we're stepping into what is different from the path that we would typically take as our current self. And if we're trying to embody that higher self, to become that higher self, to embody that higher self, it's doing things that the higher self would do, which is not our current self. So it's the process of becoming that self, embodying that self, is embodying and taking those steps as a higher self, and not typically making the decisions that we would do as our current self and have that constant loop cycle. And I love, this is the analogy that I love to use. It's just like if there was an ant in your room and that ant wanted to get to Africa. the aunt would think that, okay, I've got to walk because that's all I know, and to get from A to B I always have to walk. But our intuition knows something greater, and just like in comparison to the ant, we know something greater. And if it wants to get to Africa, it should probably take a plane. We put it on a plane in a little cute little like container, and then let it fly across the seas, across the oceans to Africa, and let it land there. It'll get there so much faster. And so just like the comparison in between our consciousness and how much more of an expansive consciousness we have compared to the ant, that is our intuition compared to our human selves. So although it doesn't make sense to us, and our logical mind tries to rationalize and understand it and conceptualize and box it in, it's like it sees the greater picture, it sees the greater path, and therefore it knows a path that is a lot smoother, a lot more faster, a lot more evolved than the path that we know of. So I've been really having to force myself to surrender and to sit back and to just listen. And it's just like listen and act, listen and act, listen and act. Not judge, not suppress, not overanalyze. And even if I do, it's like, okay, sometimes that's a habit that we do that we need to break. So even though I do it, I don't act and listen to the overanalyzing voice. So I might overanalyze, but at the same time, I don't listen to it. Even though I have that pattern of doing that, I choose to act and listen to my intuition. So, and then the bond with the intuition increases and amplifies, and it's easier to act more and more each time than listening to the voice of your over analytical mind. It's trying to keep you safe, so therefore trying to keep you small and boxed in to the familiar, to what you know. And over time that can be really, really draining on your system and on your life and on just who you are as a person. Because as human beings, as God consciousness, we're constantly trying to evolve, expand and grow and become our greatest version, become limitless. So we can't do that by playing it safe to our logical mind. And so what we do when the logical mind kicks in, because it does typically do that, especially at the beginning, and it slowly starts to see evidence that actually, you know what, you listening to intuition is actually taking you on a better path. So it starts to step down its role, and the only reason it's in that role is because it's trying to keep you safe. So when it first starts to kick up and say all these things, just say thank you, I appreciate you for what you're trying to do, and I love you. And just keep saying that, keep saying that, until it subsides, and it will subside. And if it's still really, really stubborn, then you can do...
It makes so much sense to me now why people are getting the most amazing results and so fast in the membership, where people are truly becoming the creators of their life and evolving their money, their career, their relationships, and experiencing inner peace, amazing sleep, self-confidence, connection to God, and feeling really powerful and aligned in their life. Because in the membership, we are speaking into the analytical, logical mind through the workshops and masterminds, so people understand the concepts and they get given the exact steps on the how-to, so they aren't confused and they have a clear understanding and direction, knowing exactly how to apply the knowledge, take action to see actual change in their life, whilst also evolving their subconscious mind, energetic body, self-confidence, self-concept through the repetition and feeling with the identity upgrades and guided meditations. So we are working with the mental, the physical, the energetic, and the spiritual body. So we are having a change completely within and then externally without. I feel so fulfilled to experience so many people changing their lives, and so rapidly as well. You guys surprised me. So I just want to say thank you so much. And I feel so excited and happy every time I get a success story. And I love going on this journey with you.